Chavis Alvavus and the 62nd Halacha Shir, Or Lazayan, Or Lachat, So if a person, Beheter eats on Yom Kippur, Chayla, whatever the case may be, so the Maskana of the Mishnah Berurah is not to make Kiddush, even if it falls out on Shabbos, there's no din of making Kiddush. Regarding Yalav Yadlo, and this year it say also if the person had to wash or eat bread. So there's a shaila in the Mishnah Berurah. Some say yes to say it, some say not to say it. He says David Kamarovid or David Kamarovid. Okay, Rav Shlomo Zalman has an interesting chilik. He says a chole should say it, but a katan, he says, there's no chiyuv to say it because you're not really being mechanech the katan to bench saying yalav yavo. Maybe he doesn't talk about ritzei, actually, he talks about yalav yavo. So I'm not sure what he means, if he says he shouldn't or he doesn't have to. If it's nogeya, the special bracha that you say, if you forget, so certainly you shouldn't say the special bracha. First of all, part of the reason that if David Kamarovit and David Kamarovit is because it's not a hefsek, it's not a bracha levatala, so you're saying it, but here once you're making a bracha, so you shouldn't make the bracha. And also there's a shaila if you should be saying it at all. So certainly to make a special bracha. I'm talking about the special bracha that's, if you remember that you forgot after Uvnei Yerushalayim and before Atov HaMeitiv, I assume that everybody knows who's talking about that. So that bracha should not be. Okay. So no Kiddush. Ritzei and Yalav Yavo if you want to. Optional. Some say yes, some say no. So it's optional, but certainly not to make the special bracha.
Did that have bread?
No. This is talking about if someone has to eat bread. A cotton maybe should have bread. It depends how old he is. Okay, we're in Chavis Halavos now. We're at the end of the Hagdom. He's going through the Sha'arim, explaining what each Sha'ar is about, Shia number 41. And he explained the first Sha'ar, Sha'ar Yichud, and the second Sha'ar, Sha'ar HaBechina. And he said the third Sha'ar is to accept Avodas Hashem. I looked into what's proper to connect to this one Hashem, Minho Adnus, taking into account that through Shar HaBechina you see his sovereignty. So the next step is that they're obligated, certainly as a Totsa'ah of Shar HaBechina, and you see how much Hashem gives us, and you think about how he's responsible for our existence and for everything else that we have and are and all the things in Shara Bechina, so that is Mechayiv us to be Oved Hashem. It's a Mechayiv just based by the basic principles of Hakaras HaTov. That's how we say thank you and we acknowledge that he is the one bestowing upon us all these things in everyday life. Certainly if someone saves your life and then asks you for something, you do it. This basic meshlechkeit, as he, a person is wired that way. So a person is really wired for avodas Hashem if he does shar habechina. Samti kabbalas avodas alukim shorishlishi lechlal mechovas alavavos. I've made that third because it makes sense. First the shara yichud that everything is Hashem, then the shara habechina to appreciate what Hashem does and gives, then shara avodas alukim because that's what. That's the next step. It's mechayiv to be over Elokim. The fourth step, and with gratefulness, with a sense of gratitude. The fourth shah, v'achakach nizbarli mashroi lechad o'emes, what's appropriate, nisyachdo banhogas hakol, since Hashem is running everything and is the cause of everything, v'shetoelos v'hanezek enam kiyam imenu v'shusa levado, any harm or benefit that happens, anything that happens is from Hashem. It's chayavnu, so it's, you're obligated, meaning it doesn't mean in a sense of obligation, it means like from the word mechuyiv hametzias, it's essential, liftoach olav, to rely on Hashem, because he is taka, As I say, relying on Hashem, bitachon is not a frumkeit, it's getting in touch with reality. Because that is the reality. So who are you going to rely on if not for him, if he's the one that's responsible for everything? Uli mosarei lov, and to give yourself over to him, meaning realizing that you're in his hands alone. So samti habitachon, shorash revi'i l'kol mechavos halavavos. So that's what shor habitachon is fourth. He's explaining it's built like a building, everything, first, second, third, fourth. First is yichud, then is bechina, realizing what it means, wrapping your head around achdus Hashem, as he calls it. Then what follows next is avodas Elokim. What follows next is habitachon alav.